They're basically starting right now because there are so many questions about how the shooter was able to get some so close. There are reports of eyewitnesses pointing out the shooter before he shot at former President Trump. So a lot of questions. I think there's also some questions on how they got him out of there. Trump saying that he wanted to put on his shoes on. It just seems like there's going to be a lot of questions and a lot of investigations, perhaps on the Senate side as well. But definitely on the House, James Comer, the Oversight Committee chair, was first out of the gate saying he wants to investigate and hold hearings.
And of course, we have the convention tomorrow, the Republican National Convention, scheduled to open in Milwaukee. What do we know about how this shooting might transform that event? And what do we know about candidate Trump's vice presidential choice?
Well, it's interesting. A lot going on, obviously, speculations swirling still about President Biden's candidacy. And we're going to find out the VP pick in the next 24 to 48 hours. The convention is going on as planned. I'm sure there is going to be more security. It's interesting. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Nikki Haley is now going to speak at the convention. That was not the initial plan. But it's all amid the calls, including from former President Trump, to unify. And certainly Republicans are very united and they want the country united after this tragic and deadly shooting.
Bob, since this seems like somewhat of a or could be a transformative event, is it likely that organizers of the convention are making last minute changes to presentations? Will speeches change? Will people have other things to say than they had planned 24 hours ago?
Absolutely, Dick. I mean, this is a historic event, an assassination attempt that Trump survived. And as he noted, he's fine other than getting hit in the ear. But certainly the whole convention, it's a whole different mood. Speeches will change. I'm sure that they'll be making videos that incorporate the shooting and Trump's defiance as he raised his fists and apparently said fight to the crowd. It was quite a day yesterday in Pennsylvania.
And how about President Biden and the Democrats? How are they reacting to all of this politically?
Well, they've suspended, as they should, political activities for now. It's a kind of a tricky spot for Democrats. Obviously, the race continues, but Biden is losing. So this is a situation. It's been reported that Biden did call Trump today, and they did chat briefly. But Democrats are going to have to be quiet for a while after such a rough day and into the week. It's going to be kind of tricky for Democrats as far as when they resume campaigning.